On behalf of the Bragg family, I'd like to welcome you to the memorial meeting of the Shirley Bragg. Shirley was a dear wife of Don for 46 years and a loving mom of the three sons, Jeff, Jeremy, and Matthew that are here. And she was also very precious to many brothers and sisters for many years. And we want this time to be a sweet family time to remember Shirley, and more importantly, Christ in her, with much prayer and praise and testimonies. Okay, so we would like to begin this time with two prayers. Brother Ted and Brother Ozzy, come forward and then pray for all of us. Brother Ozzy's here.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you for this time.
Amen.
Lord, a special time.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you for this life that we're here.
Amen.
We're here celebrating, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we don't focus on her, but we focus on her God.
Amen.
Oh, we want to give glory to him.
Amen. Amen.
So sing hymn number one, just included in the program.
Have the piano.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to have the piano go through hymn number one first, and then we're going to join it. And particularly this song is, Sister Shirley really loved it, and then also reflect her life. It's about Mary pouring out everything on the Lord Jesus. So whatever she had, and she saved up a lot for herself, but she took the opportunity. Before him going to cross, she was just there, break everything she had, just pour upon the Lord Jesus. So I feel this song is very appropriate for her. So we're going to hear the hymn playing first, and then after that we can join the hymn number one.
Thank you.
like to take some time to read the verses together. So how about read it all together, John chapter 4, 14. We'll read it all together.
Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him
shall by no means thirst forever, but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water, rushing out into eternal life.
Brothers would read 1 Corinthians 15, 54 to 55.
And what is corruptible will put on incorruption, and this mortal will put on immortality. Then the word which is written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up into the victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
Sisters with Philippians, two verses.
For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I will be able to change, but with all boldness as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life.
Read it all together, 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 through 17.
Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope, great grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good work and word.
So next is our testimony time. We'd like to really welcome everyone's testimony. We've known her for a long time, so I hope that many testimony be released. But for the beginning part, I'll read one testimony. Actually, recording is going on, so feel free to come to microphone to share your testimony. And I have Jim and Marilyn, and then I would like to also share my personal testimony. Especially somebody already prepared, feel free to come first. We'd like to give you opportunity, and then afterwards, we'll just ask you to all join this testimony. Okay, the first one is testimony from Jim and Marilyn.
Jim. We are Jim and Marilyn Coleman. We served with Shirley for 6 years as parts of a team caring for college students at the University of Maryland. We found out from the beginning of this service, she and Don had been opening their home to students for decades. Shirley had a heartfelt concern that a young generation of students would be attracted to Christ and come to know him and pursue him. To this end, she gave her heart, her time, her strength, her coordination with others, her kitchen, living room, and entire house, as students were invited repeatedly. She often went to the campus and had an appointment with students. Even when it seemed she couldn't possibly have enough strength to do all this, she somehow persisted. She was constantly cheerful and constantly encouraging to others. We came to understand that the secret of her persistence was that she was in Christ. Shirley was instantly ready to pray and easily pray with the team together for all the needs of the students. She saw so many of her prayers answered. We think a book could be written about the answers to prayer that she received from the Lord. A few minutes after Jim heard of her passing, he was quiet. In that quietness, one phrase of a song spontaneously came to him. The phrase was, a victor because of Calvary. In addition to all the burdens for the students that require prayer, Marilyn discovered that Shirley prayed a lot for the members of her family. We are thankful to the Lord that we had the privilege of serving with Shirley Bragg. So I'm going to share my testimony. I've known her for probably 15 to 16 years. I had an opportunity to talk to her night before her passing. I told her to, I told her, I'm sorry, I couldn't came to see her that much lately. She said, okay, she understand that, so I guess I'm forgiven. And the second, I told her that she was like my mom. I'm really thankful for her rich care for me. Especially when I came to U.S. 15, 16 years ago, and I was helpless. I didn't have driver license. I barely spoke English. She was like my mom, taking care of all kinds of need. Especially, you know, she was really good at shepherding by listening to people. She was a very, very good mom, and then she was very patient. The things, I have like several pictures. I have a lot to say, but I have like two or three things that I could remember about her. She was a very calm person and patient person. She bring a lot of peace. You know, when we created our George Mason team, it was just an unusual team at that time. It was mainly, it was supposed to be campus team, but it was full of elderly saints, over 60 years old. And oftentimes the coordination become very intense. But, you know, the Shirley was there just like stabilizing a lot of situation. Oftentimes releasing her kind of insightful one-liner, like Lord knows, you know, she has a sense of humor, and she just stabilized situation. And even watching her, okay, so I was renting a room from the Braggs for probably about 3 years, 3 to 4 years. I've never seen her arguing with her husband, and even though she was probably way older than him, right? And she settled that matter, and she recognized Don as the head, and she was absolutely subjected to him, and that was quite a pattern for me to see it. And one thing I also remember, she might be calm and peaceful person, but she was persistent. And I remember one time, it was a snowy day. It's the beginning of a new semester in the winter time. Like snow comes down. So we have a student center, Johnson Center. You know, everybody's supposed to have a stack of gospel tract handout. It's not a good weather. But Shirley, little person, covering one entrance of a student center, just handing out this gospel tract, just hours and hours by herself. And I just still remember that picture. We younger one, lots of complaint. Try to warm ourselves. Shirley's out there handing out, and it's just a great pattern for me. I have a lot to say, but for the sake of everyone, I'll just wrap it up here. Maybe we could have maybe two or three saints. You just feel free to come here and then share your testimony. Okay.
When I walked in this morning, I saw many young sisters are preparing food downstairs. And my heart was comforted. A voice saying, "Behold, many daughters of Shirley are here. Although our sister is no longer with us, but many have been under her shepherding, will continue to serve, to function in the body of Christ, wherever they go. Joseph and I know Don and Shirley since the 70s. We love one another dearly, but we never invite them to our house. I don't remember. I don't remember they invite us to their house. Maybe I forgot. However, you know, we really love one another. And since we heard about the Shirley sickness, we almost pray every week in our prayer meeting, small group meeting, our individual small group meeting. We always pray, and we pray for her. I probably have spoken to her more during the last 20 months than the past 40 years. just because of her illness. Many times I dropped food at their door and they left. One day I said, well, I got to eat lunch with her or something. So I made an effort, take a day off and call her, say, hey, I want to come over, have lunch with you. What would you like to eat? So I bought some stuff from Paducci and had a wonderful time with her alone, because that day Don happened to hurt his toes, so he was sleeping. And so we enjoyed fellowship. We never talked about her sickness. She didn't have any complaint about her sickness. We fellowship concerning all the college students, the saints on campuses. Because I'm not in the English side, so many saints, I know their name, or I don't know their face, or I know the face, I don't know the name. Oh, I surely know them very well, one by one. Who is who, they're aware about, what they're doing, and their spiritual condition. So I just know she's a mother to many, many saints on campus. That's why her home is open to all of them. Lord Jesus, I'm just feel so privileged, you know. We have such a member in the body, and we have the opportunity to know her. Last Lord's Day, you know, after the training, and Ernest and Cecilia from Philadelphia says, well, let's go stop and visit her. So we called Don. Don says, well, she's not really responding well. We said, we know, that's fine. We just want to stop by, you know, just for a few minutes. So we went down there. She was had her eye closed. I went down closer. I said, hey, Shirley, this is Polly. So she opened up and said, hi, Polly. I said, Ernest and Cecilia are here. I said, hi, Ernest. Hi, Cecilia. With her usual voice, with her eyes wide open, except her face is a little bit yellow. I cannot tell any difference. But she is one on the deathbed, because Don said that afternoon they're going to move her to the hospice. But I just testify, this our sister really magnify the Lord, amen. Whether she's living or in death. Amen. She has no fear. She's so calm. And the next day, the Lord took her. I said, what a way to go. What a pattern. She really lived the life of Christ. Amen. And such an encouragement for us to learn to live by another life.
Amen. Amen. My name is Jean. My name is Jean. It's not working. It's not turned on, maybe.
I think it did for this recording.
Okay. Okay, I'll just speak louder. Okay. So Sister Shirley used to be, she used to have appointments with me in college. And after that, we served together on campus at George Mason University for several years. Until she moved to Maryland. And I met at her house, Brother Don and Sister Shirley's house, for many, many years for the Tuesday home meeting. So I had many opportunities and privilege to be with her for many years. And there are many things that I really appreciate about Sister Shirley, but one thing that really stands out for me is that she was a gentle, loving, caring, nursing mother in the church. And in college, I had appointments with her and Sister Mary, and these two sisters, older sisters, would come to campus to meet with me. And, you know, kind of like a church kid, you know, like sometimes I don't feel like reading, you know? And so I remember one day very vividly, so I was having a hard time in this class, and I was actually failing because it wasn't my favorite, but it was like something that I had to take. So I wasn't doing so well. And then it was the day that we had an appointment on, and I was just thinking, okay, I'm just going to read through the book later or whatever, and then maybe done with it, and I just, you know, just be to my, you know, depressed self or whatever, you know? But then, you know, Sister Shirley, I mean, and also Sister Mary, these sisters are so caring. You know, like nursing mother, you don't just shove food down to the baby. You watch and you carefully care for them. So they were just looking at me. I didn't say anything, but they knew something was wrong. So they asked me. So I explained and I just, you know, poured out what I'm going through. This class is horrible. This professor's horrible. And they just, we don't even have to read this. They just put aside the booklet. And then we just prayed. And I ended up passing pretty well for that class. But that's just a side story. But just a one example of how she really cared for people in a very gentle, like a mother, you know? And another thing is, while I was serving with her on campus, we were in the same team. And like a lot of times, so the thing that really impressed me is that she's a person who always checks with the Lord inwardly. You know, as a new serving, when you just, you know, sometimes you feel like you know what to do, you know what to say. And like as students are having some issues or we're reading something, I'll just, you know, just sometimes that just, it just comes out, you know, you just start speaking. But then I was impressed that Sister Shirley, she will take a moment. She was not so fast to answer or say something right away, but she would take a moment. Amen. Now I think about it, I think she was inwardly conversing with the Lord.
Amen.
And when she speaks, it's just speaking from the Lord. And the third thing, I mean, there are many other things, but because of time, I'll just speak this. Another thing that really impressed me is that, you know, as I get older, you know, just, you can't help it. You just get settled and occupied. Just automatically, you have children, you have house or whatever. Things, life is going around you. But Brother Don and Sister Shirley, they didn't even have to give us a huge message to convey this. They followed the Lord wherever the Lord went.
Yeah.
They just packed up their things. They sold things. They moved to Valesville because there was a need in the church.
Right.
And I was just so impressed by their faithfulness.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you, Lord. Amen. We love our brother and our sister.
Amen.
How we thank you for their lives, Lord, even their life together. You know, I was in the church in Dunloring from 82 to 89. And I'll tell you, those 7 years, I got so built with all the saints, but even more so with Shirley and Don. It was just a marvelous time. Like everybody, what they're saying is she was such a pattern to everybody. What I appreciated so much about her was her simplicity and her love of the Lord. We would be in conferences together. We'd be in the same room, you know, taking hospitality. And she just loved the Lord, you know. And she loved her children. I can't believe these boys. I would never recognize them on the street. Never. But my I came when the computers were just coming in. They had these little tiny, remember the little Timex computers? And Ken taught the boys what to do. And I think they're pretty whizzes on it now. But Shirley was just, I loved Shirley to the uttermost.
Yeah.
And even though it's been a long time, I haven't been able to go to some trainings because physically, but I just love this couple, this whole family. I love you boys. I really do. I don't know if you remember me, but I sure love you.
Yeah.
I love the whole family. We would, Don and my husband and Shirley and I would go on some mini vacations together. And so I just praise the Lord. Like I said, I praise the Lord for the church here in Virginia because the building, it never goes away. You know, I was close with Mary also. And it was just marvelous. It's still a part of me. Shirley is a part of me. She will never leave me, you know, like she will never leave you. I lost my husband 12 years ago, and he's still with me, you know, and the Lord has cared for me faithfully day after day. The day after he passed away, there was a rainbow over my house, and the Lord said, I am the faithful God, and I will keep you, and he has. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
He will keep you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm Cecilia Liu from Philadelphia.
I've known Shirley for 46 years. It's a long time. The first time I met her was 1971, when I went to visit Ernest in Atlanta, Georgia. I took hospitality with Don and Shirley for a short time. Ernest said he's sorry he couldn't come because he has a back injection. The doctors told him to stay put and rest. So my daughter, Gina, and I drove over here to remember Shirley and to be with Don and his family. Okay, Ernest wrote this note for me to read to you. He said, both Cecilia and I have known Shirley and Don since 1971, almost 46 years ago, when we both meeting in the church in Atlanta, Georgia. Don and I lived in the brother's house at that time, and Shirley lived in the sister's house in the same apartment complex. Not long after Don and Shirley got married, Cecilia took hospitality with them for a short time just before we got married. Then in May 1972, Don and Shirley, Cecilia and I, along with a few other families, migrated from the church in Atlanta, Georgia to Arlington, Virginia. We lived and met in Arlington, Virginia for almost a year. Then both our families moved to Washington, D.C. to begin the church life in 1973. We were in Washington, D.C. for 11 years. We had a wonderful church life in D.C. together. Our children, Jeffrey, Jeremy, Matthew, Jeanette, and James, grew up together in the children's meeting. At that time, Shirley was serving in Jeffrey and Jeanette's level. When I was preparing this note, I took out an old group picture taken in 1983 in the church meeting hall in Connecticut Avenue and saw all the little children's smiling faces. And Cecilia was standing by Shirley holding little Matthew in the middle of the pictures. It reminded me of the happy church life in D.C. in those days. I have the picture here. In 1986, we migrated to Irving, Texas due to my work. Don and Shirley moved to Lancaster, Pennsylvania shortly after that. We were not able to see each other very much until we came back to Dunleary, Virginia. Don and Shirley moved back to Virginia in 1990s. We got to see each other again. Shirley loved the Lord and the church life. She served with the George Mason and Maryland campus teams with much endurance and happiness for the gospel work. She was really, really great, good pattern for all of us. Amen. In 2006, Cecilia and I moved to Philadelphia. But in 2015, 2 years ago, Cecilia and I attended the Memorial Day Conference in D.C., and we got to see Don and Shirley again. We were so happy to see each other, and we were especially happy to see Shirley doing so well, despite her fight with cancer for more than a year. Her smiling face and her soft and loving voice were all the same. It was always a real joy to see Shirley and Don. I feel sad I could not come in person to say goodbye to Shirley due to my medical restriction. However, I take much comfort that I was fortunate enough to come and visit her in their house on September the 3rd, the day before she went to be with the Lord. She opened her eyes and gave us a warm greeting with a smile. I will never forget her voice when she uttered this word, "Hi, Polly. Hi, Cecilia, and hi, Ernest." Then she closed her eyes and listened when we sang hymn 503, "I Serve the Risen Savior," with her. I do not know whether she was aware when we said goodbye to her. She might have fallen asleep. She looked so peaceful. Now Shirley has finished her course in this world and has fought a good fight for her truth. She'll be dearly missed by all of us. Shirley, we will always miss you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful privilege to be here today to remember our dear sister and be here with her family. I've known Shirley for almost 40 years. And I was blessed when they moved to Lancaster. That's when I moved back to Lancaster. And I was in the church life with her there. I visited Shirley about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And it was really a blessing to be with her, to enjoy the Lord with her, to take a little walk with her, and to recount some of our experiences that we had together. I was thinking about what I wanted to share, and this is what I want to share about Shirley. She, in the eyes of the world, she was an extraordinary person. Sorry. But to me, she was so sweet and real. And I remember her sharing me one time when they were in Dunloring, and she said, "I'm not that efficient in the kitchen." She said, "The sisters come, and without them, what would I do?" So that's my testimony of her, that she knew how to live in the body, not to go beyond her measure, just to be there and to rely on the saints. I had to rely on the sisters this morning because we got lost coming down here, and the sisters in the car helped us despite the technology that wasn't right. Anyway, I just want to give my remembrance of my sister and Don and Jeff and Jeremy and the boys and Matt, the boys that I've known since they were young children. And I just know that our sister is resting. She's waiting for the glorified body that the Lord has promised to her.
Amen.
And that we will see her again.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm Jeanette Kaplan. I am Ernest and Cecilia's daughter. Hi, greetings to the family from Bill, myself, and then James as well. It's been a long time, Jeff, Matt, and Jeremy. Hi. It's good to come back to remember dear Shirley and then to see all the other saints who've served me. I guess from my mom's testimony, I can say that I've known Shirley for 43 years, which is as long as I've been alive. And I want us to just say that she also made such an impression on me, even from a very young age. I have a lot of wonderful memories of the meeting hall in D.C. I was telling my mom on the way down, I can remember all the rooms, all the meetings we were left at, and the kids just played in the back in all the rooms and on the second floor. And I guess my feeling to share with you guys today is just that, the Lord really reproduced himself in Shirley, right? But it's also very clear from all the testimonies that the life in Shirley has been reproduced in many of us. And so even her willingness to serve all those years, from the time she was serving children's meeting, to the college students, to the campus team, clearly she had a serving heart. And that's the heart of our Lord. And anyways, it's good that we can be here today as a testimony that we too love to serve the Lord. And that Shirley's service to us has encouraged us to serve our Lord together even more. So praise the Lord for his life in her. Praise the Lord for his life in us. And again, I'm so happy to see here, to be here, and to see all of you. Amen.
Hi. So this is about our home meeting, Tuesday home meeting. And when we went there, it was very family atmosphere, and my mother was very strict and demanding, you know. But Shirley was very kind and very, very like cherishing, right? And it was really, I appreciate it even more because of that contrast. But one thing I really wanna say is Don and Shirley really had an open home. Every time the other locality or saints come, we invite them in a home meeting, and they always open for the hospitality. And so it just pattern to us how we need to serve the saints, open our home. Well, as a brother, we want to have open home, but it is impossible with a sister who saw that vision or burden for the open home. How about those who have been to Don and Shirley's place for a meal or for a home meeting, for a fellowship? Could we all stand up to be recognized? Wow. It's just glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My name is Tim Little, and my wife, Karen, we're from Charlottesville, Virginia. And some of you may recognize me. I'm Bob Little's son. And my mother was a very dear companion of Sister Shirley. And this morning, as I was considering this situation where the Lord is moving, I just had this witness within that there is so great a cloud of witnesses. Amen. Isn't that great? We can testify and we can speak with assurance that our sister Shirley is one of those great. Amen. Urging us on.
Amen.
Encouraging us on.
Amen.
She's even with my mother now.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm so encouraged. And Brother Don, I'm sure you are as well, that we have been so blessed to be in the presence of one who encourages on to love the Lord. My father would love to be here due to his health. He's not able to. He asked that I share with you his words. So I'll speak those to you. Dear Brother Don, Jeff, Jeremy, Matthew, and all the family, since I'm not able to be present at Shirley's memorial meeting, I trust Tim can convey a few of these thoughts of love and appreciation to you and all of yours at this time of mourning. I hope this will be of some comfort and encouragement to you. First, I want to thank all the saints to realize that when God began to enlighten some seeking saints about his recovery in the area of Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia, and Maryland, that you and Shirley were among a small group of saints that migrated from the church in Atlanta. This happened in the early 70s to strengthen the testimony of Jesus in this metropolitan area. Most of these saints paid a price and went through a variety of storms, frustrations, and hardship through the following years. Through it all, God's mercy and grace kept you faithful to the heavenly vision of the oneness of the body of Christ. I appreciate your love, faithfulness, and service to the Lord, his body, the church, and the churches. I am especially thankful for you opening your home to care for and shepherd the young ones. Shirley faithfully served with the full-timers in Dunloring and Bellsford in her later years. She was steady, solid, exercising her spirit in prayer and service, and the one characteristic that stands out to me the most was her faithfulness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He gets all the glory.
Amen.
For keeping Shirley in his grace right up to the end. Please be assured of our love and prayers in Christ for you all.
Amen.
Bob Little.
Amen. Hi, saints. My name is Stephanie. I haven't known Brother Don and Sister Shirley as long as some of you, but I've known them since I came into the church life here in Beltsville 7 years ago. And I was just considering, in college, probably I spent more time in you all's home than I actually spent in my own home. And we would just go over for Tuesday night home meetings and game nights, just like, oh, let's all go to the Braggs. And I never actually knew my own grandparents, but anyway, you all just really took care of me when I was in college, and I just thought it was so strange, you know, like that people just open their home and just let people just come in and just stay there late into the night. Like, I don't know what time we would end those things, but we would just be there. And I just remember, I don't know, we were so loud. Like, we were very loud people, and we were just laughing and having fun. And Brother Don and Sister Shirley would be just kind of watching us. I don't know what they thought, but and even they just let us stay there. They might go upstairs or go downstairs somewhere else, and they would just let us be there and just be with one another. And I just think that was something that really captured me in the church life, like to see that and even to want that for other students, like that experience that I had in college. Like, I want other people to have that, to be able to be with those who are older than them and even their own age, just in a home like that. Like, that was so precious to me. And even Brother Don and Sister Shirley took care of my own siblings. I don't know if my younger sister is here, but I have four siblings, and I think they've all been in your home, even though they're not really in the church life. And my younger sister, Doris, she was like kind of around in meeting, and then she kind of stopped before, like when I was in the training, when I went to the training. And I remember I came back, I think, during one break, and I mean, me and my sister, you know, we talk, but never about the Lord or anything like that. And I remember I saw Shirley, it was after she got sick, and she was asking me about Doris, and a lot of people asked me about my sister. And I remember she said, oh yeah, like we've been meeting up to read, like once a week or once something like somewhat frequently. And I was just like so touched because she was sick, you know, and she was tired, but she still contacted my sister, who is the most elusive person ever. And she met up to read with her. And yeah, my Doris appreciated that so much. Like, she's not here right now, but she was able to be with Shirley before she passed. And my sister was just like, yeah, she appreciated that so much. So I don't have the words, but that's what I have about this dear sister who took care of all of us when I was in college.
Praise the Lord. Don, did Shirley go to that meeting in Mesa, that migration meeting? Did she go there? Okay. On one hand, I would agree with the one who said that she was not exceptional. On the other hand, she was very exceptional because she was different than most. And one of them is, I don't know, where is she from originally? Where is she?
Indianapolis.
Minneapolis. Okay. As a young person, single, she came from Minneapolis to California because of the Lord. Excuse me? Okay, that's exceptional, right? All right, there was a meeting in Mesa. There was a migration meeting. And basically, there were saints from Albuquerque and Mesa who were eager to migrate but didn't know where. But then there were, and Brother Lee came, and there were others who came who maybe had some kind of idea of where they thought it might be. But I could say from Albuquerque, I had no idea. And the burden was put on. Wherever we felt, that's what would happen if anything's going to happen. So anyway, the night before, I remember praying. I didn't have a clue. The next morning, something very exceptional happened. And all of a sudden, we found out we're going to Atlanta. Don and Shirley, did you have a feeling to Atlanta? Isn't that something? Two single ones coming from California had the feeling. Anyway, we went to Atlanta. Okay, this was in 69, okay? So we went to Atlanta. Now, all I can say is I spent a lot of time with Don. We've done a lot of things together. We've worked together. We've done this. I've worked in their house. And I've been around Shirley a lot. But you know what? I don't really know a whole lot about her. She was so quiet. She was, you know, and what I was thinking this morning, the main thing is, she was there, you know. For Don, she was there. For the saints, she was there. On one hand, she wasn't exceptional, but on the other hand, so exceptional, you know. Anyway, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was looking forward to the meeting so I'd find out exactly what was she like. I mean, I know she loved the Lord, but I want to hear the personal testimonies. Praise the Lord.
So my name is Lisa, and I was also one of those kids that were recently kind of in her home when I was in college here in College Park. Anyway, I just think that Sister Shirley is, she was such a pattern to us. I think one of the things that stood out to me the most, I hope it's okay if I share, but when Stephanie was coming into the church life, I was really burdened for her, but as a student, I felt like I didn't quite know how to care for her. I remember there was this one winter break, and I had kind of like stopped. Anyway, I wasn't as that faithful, but Sister Shirley, that whole winter break, would call Stephanie for morning revival, and I remember that semester following, Stephanie had just, you know, was just so encouraged to go on, and so, sorry, I felt like Sister Shirley helped establish kind of a companion for me to go on with in my church life during those earlier years of college. So it was such a pattern to me that even though I wasn't that faithful to keep up with Stephanie, she would call Stephanie every day. And anyway, that became such a pattern to me that in such a, like at her old age, she was still serving on the campus and still caring for us and having appointments with us and opening up her home to us. And yeah, even at this point in my life, I have the opportunity to serve the Lord with my full time. And she's definitely one of the people who inspired me. And even, yeah, she was a pattern and I wanted to be like her, having a home open. And yeah, it was just so incredible that, you know, I remember we would sometimes go over early before the home meeting to try to help her prepare food. And I just remember being surprised sometimes because, you know, she's older and so her hands were a little bit shaky and she'd be like chopping stuff. And I'd be so worried that she would like cut her hand or something, but there was never any problem and she always fed us. And anyway, she was just so sweet having us in her home all the time. Anyway, probably in the more recent years, one of the most amazing experiences that I had with her was we were in the training, and she had recently, I think, I forget what had happened exactly, but she had been unconscious for a period of time, and during our break, we had a chance to call her. We kind of like got to Skype with you guys, and I just couldn't believe it. She had just woken up after being unconscious for, I don't remember how many hours it was, but it was quite a lot. And we were, you know, obviously we're just in the training and maybe we're struggling a little. And she was the one at that time who was encouraging us. Like, I couldn't believe it because she had just, you know, she just passed through this thing. And instead of, you know, we're trying to ask to see how she's doing. And she's just telling us to praise the Lord and to love the Lord. Anyway, she was just such a pattern, and I'm just so thankful that I got to be with her and Brother Don. Amen.
I got the opportunity to really know Brother Don and Sister Shirley when we moved here to College Park, and then shortly after the Braggs moved on the other side of the campus. And so we had prayer meetings and everything. And one prayer meeting, my wife opened up a matter regarding our daughter. Our daughters were in middle school. One was in middle school and one was in elementary school at the time. And we're having a tough time with the, you know, the teenage life. And she started to, you know, things started to happen. So my wife shared with Sister Shirley. And Sister Shirley blew away all our parenting concepts. she ministered to us in a way that really supplied us and helped us take care of our daughter in the situation that she was in. And was very, very revolutionary in my concept of parenting, that this saint, she had so much experience in the care that she ministered to us. Was able to help us as parents, parent a teenager going through middle school and entering into high school. And so that that shepherding hasn't left us. I mean, there's times where me and my wife would just be talking, and we'll say, remember Sister Shirley? remember how she shepherded us through that situation. And then we saw her at the Memorial Day conference in D.C., and she was kind of weak, and my wife went to greet her and speak to her, and my wife tried to help her. And Sister Shirley, get off me. I'm fine. And she kept on walking, you know. And so it was a real testimony. Her and Brother Don, their marriage, they're coming to our home. Brother Don liked our dog. Sister Shirley said he couldn't have a dog. They had to keep the cat. And Sister Shirley was an excellent cook, very excellent cook. I enjoy her meals a lot. She said Brother Don loved the Southern style cooking, so we got to have meals with them. But just that one time, her sharing with us regarding parenting, the impact, it had to be the triune God. It had to be Christ constituted in her being.
Amen.
That she could dispense it to the saints, and the saints will get a supply, and our children will get a supply, and this continues to govern us as we go on.
Amen.
Just want to encourage the family, Brother Don, the sons, the family, grace to you all. Sister Shirley was a treasure.
Amen.
Now she's with our Lord.
Amen.
We should soon see her one day.
Amen. My name is Elise, and I was also one of the students who she took care of. And I already shared this with some, but it's the truth, because she was just a consecrated one. And as a new one, I just remember thinking how mysterious she was, and I think that's because she was just a simple lover of the Lord. And because she was so consecrated, and her, actually, the first time I met the saints was at her home. And because she was so consecrated, the Spirit was just, it allowed the Spirit to flow through her and Brother Don, and to the point where it filled the house. And every time I share my testimony, I always mention their home, because I can never forget it. The lighting where I sat, the smell. It's just an eternal memorial. And it was because Shirley and Brother Don were just very consecrated ones who just allowed the Spirit to flow. And so I'm so thankful that we had some years with her. She's such a good pattern to me. This one time in a home meeting, there was some good news concerning my brother, but I was very teary because of his situation. And she noticed it, and no one noticed it because I was just kind of there. But she noticed it, and she just swooped in and just shepherded me and showed me her experience with her family. And I don't know, it was just very shepherding and cherishing to me. And I'm just so thankful. Now she's cheering us on to pursue, to run this race. I'll miss her very much, but we'll soon see her. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My name's Sandy. And I met Don and Shirley about 10 years ago, when they would visit the church in Lancaster. I and my husband had left church for about 20 years. And when I met Shirley and she found that out, she welcomed us. Well, Don and Shirley both welcomed us back with open arms. And I just praise the Lord for that, because it just healed something in me to know that I was received by them. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. If there was a person that genuinely cared, loved, and prayed for me, it's Sister Shirley. Lisa and I, actually, we were driving, back to Maryland, and when we got here, I just remembered Shirley, Sister Shirley, should be like, "Oh, Lisa's back. Oh, Jan, like, welcome back," But, so I really miss her. So coming down here, you know, I'm not a very affectionate person. I'm not sensitive at all. But I love Sister Shirley, and I don't show, you know, I don't express my love often. But I told her, you know, I love you, Sister Shirley. She just had, you know, like an impact to the college students. I also was in Maryland. I just miss Sister Shirley. I was home with them, you know, a lot. I mean, I basically lived at their house when I was in College Park. I had my own slippers, you know. I knew the kitchen. I feel like Sister Shirley, you know, practically, not only did she fed me spiritually, but practically she trained me, you know, in the kitchen. I knew where the utensils are. Brother Don knows that. You know, she made sure that, you know, I was serving, you know, like, in a small way, you know, even like, you know, at their home, you know, she assigned me as a cake cutter. So I was just, you know, like, she trained me practically and she fed me spiritually. There's just that glow every time you see, you know, Sister Shirley back. There's just that glow of Christ, the expression of Christ, because you know that she's enjoyed the Lord throughout the day, throughout the week. And sometimes I feel like she's more living than I am. She just encouraged us. I mean, all the students, the saints, right? I was just home with Sister Shirley, and I love Shirley. I really miss her. And yeah, so if there's the person that genuinely, truly loved, cared, and prayed for me, I know that was Sister Shirley. And that, like Elisa saying, you know, she's cheering us on. And I know that she loves the Lord and she loves all the saints. So all of you here, I know she loves. So yeah, so I'm just grateful to be here and to have spent time with Sister Shirley. And yeah, Brother Don, I love you. The family, you know, the grandchildren, Sister Shirley would share with me, Jan, look at this picture, you know, like I have, you know, like it's, anyway, I'm just grateful to be here.
And I'm Rebecca. I'm also a student that Brother Don and Sister Shirley served for me. I was here since freshman year. One of the first homes that I came to was their home. And as a church kid, I didn't like certain meetings, and I like never went to home meetings. But after going to their house, I came to every single Friday night home meeting that at their house, and we would just sing together, have meals together, play games afterwards. And like Stephanie was said, we were really loud, and I was just wondering, like, are we gonna get invited back? Like, we're so obnoxious college students. But they just, you know, always kept on inviting us back until Shirley became ill in 2015. But even then, she would, you know, try to contact us. She would get all of our phone numbers, call us up, just to check on how we were. I remember that every time I saw her, she would just say, oh, Rebecca, how are you doing? Is your schoolwork okay? Your work okay? And just had such a heart for the students. She loved the Lord, loved the students. And then even just last year when I saw her in the hospital, Doris and I visited her, we were just crying, and she was just like, wondering why we're crying, you know, like, she's, the way she usually was, she has her usual humor. We asked her how she's been, she's like, oh, I've been fine, just in oodles of people visiting me. Just the usual Sister Shirley, you know, and I was fortunate to see her just a couple hours before she passed, and she's no longer responding, but she was still breathing very steadily, and even though in a labored way, but she's just holding on to life, and she's just a pattern to all the students. I just praise her for her life and what she's done to touch each and one of us.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Don. We really enjoyed coming here 13 years ago, and we were certainly attracted to your wife, and you know why, because she's from Minnesota. Yeah, yeah. You betcha's right. So we felt so comforted by her right away, because she's just so down home, so calm, and she had that sense of humor we loved. So we just praised the Lord when we met you guys in the church life. You, Don, would always be saying amen really strong. And we came from a very small church life in Minnesota, so it was so enjoyable to hear that strong amen. And then I have always enjoyed your voice. It would always carry and lead the body when we sang. So anyway, and then Shirley, she's so cool. I didn't get to know her all that well, but she was always serving in the gospel teams, right, on campus. And she was just she was diligent. She was focused. She did have that care. And we do enjoy when we would go to a saint's home, like Bob Little's house or your house, the sisters would just show us how to serve. You know, just Mary was wonderful. Oh, Mary and Shirley, just their being, their Christ in them.
Yeah.
So we just praise the Lord for all of our families. You guys are patterns to us.
Amen.
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 Just when I considered Shirley, this verse really came to me, really describes her. It's concerning that great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. It's in Hebrews 11. And it says, therefore, and this therefore refers to Abraham when he was called, and also refers to Shirley in my observation. Therefore, God is not ashamed of them to be called their God.
Amen.
And I met Shirley and Don 44 years ago when God was calling me. God was calling me to the church life in Washington, D.C. It was around this time, 1973. And I was very shaky. I remember hearing the testimony of Shirley leaving her country, Minnesota. And if you read Hebrews 11, verse 8 through 16 and further, you will see they left their country. And she was absolute. And of course, I didn't know it at the time, but I saw some people in the church that were very stable, very solid. And this was in a young church that was very wild and caused me a lot of consideration whether God was really calling me here. I had serious fellowship with the Lord about this. But I believe that this sister was a factor in my following the Lord's call. You can ask Don. He knew how shaky I was. But the Lord called her. The Lord called me. Praise the Lord. He was not, I believe firmly that he is not ashamed to be called her God. And in the context of this verse, there were many that left, and I saw many leave, but she did not leave. She sought a better country, a heavenly country. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for this sister. She's always in my heart. And she was very close to my dear wife, and also Mary and Bob, and praise the Lord, Don. Hallelujah, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord for our sister Shirley. My name is Isaac. I grew up in the church in Dunloring. When I was a young person, maybe I just went over to the Braggs, probably just about once. But then it was really during my senior year in college, that's when all the full-timers migrated. And this is like the first time we had like weekly open homes around the campus. So it was just so nice to be there. But of course, it was my senior year, and I was on the way out. I worked a little, went to the training, then came back to serve with the campus team. And actually, it was really when some of the full-timers migrated, and then it was just maybe me and the Braggs who had just a burden, still had a burden for the students there. I was also taking classes. And just trying to serve and just trying to balance everything at the same time, and they were just so welcoming. I remember Sister Shirley was just so faithful to establish times of prayer, knowing that we were so busy, and her health and everything. But it would sometimes just be the three of us, and we were waiting for some saints to come. But we just have. Like some nice conversations. Like every interaction I had with Sister Shirley, she would always ask like how either I was doing, how my family was doing, and even how all the students were doing, like every interaction, even the ones who were coming regularly or the ones who we haven't seen in a while. And this like small interaction, this just rubbed off on me on how caring of a person she was, how she thought of each member of the body. Of course this time wasn't easy, trying to take care of the students together, and I was never one to really like let it be made known how I was discouraged or how it was hard or anything. But and sometimes like I would just go home and just like kind of, oh man, the situation, oh Lord, all the students making me so mad. but then when I would go over to the Braggs, and it was just an encouragement, like even just how simple, like, oh, Sister Shirley's just asking it. She really cares for these students. Amen. And oh Lord, I need to care for these students in such a way. Amen. So praise the Lord that she was such a pattern for us.
Amen. I enjoyed from Thessalonians that Paul remembered the labor or the work of faith, the labor of love, and the endurance of hope. And I remember just the other morning, I woke up to this song. There is a song within me. It's a song of Jesus moving in the garden of my heart. This Jesus lives within me, planting flowers of himself, there be watered by my love. And I realized all the testimonies and the young people are those flowers that were planted in her heart. And he and she watered them by the love that she gave him, that gave her. So I realize the testimony of those, especially the young ones, we realize, and all the older ones as well, because all of the saints are like garden or flowers in our heart. That the Lord put there for us to water. Amen. So that's why we need to have such a realization. We need to water the saints. We need to send texts. We need to send emails. We need to visit. We need to call them. Amen. And certainly, as the testimonies indicated, Shirley did this. Amen. The second, the chorus of that song says, I'm loving Jesus, this lovely person, with personality so strong he brought me to himself and said to me, all of your desire is found in me, and I love you. So praise the Lord, saints, especially the family, Matthew, Jeremy, Jeffrey, Don. Really, when we have the realization that he says to us, all of your desire is found in me, and I love you.
Amen. You've heard the term made in heaven, right? In 1990, I met Don and Shirley. It's tough for me to speak anyway. But we were just touching church life then. Very young, ambitious, and here's this couple, so solid, and I had the fortune of spending a lot of time with them. And what a blessing. What a blessing to be in their home, for them to be in my home, to share one another's lives, to be with the boys. Their boys, my boys, grew together. Too much emotion. Anyway, Don, you know my love for you, for Shirley. When we talk about a match made in heaven, we talk about the oneness. There was always a sense that she was there. She's supportive. I never had the sense that, you know, you get into this thing, well, the man's the head and you need to be submissive. And she was just there. So supportive, so prayerful in all that we did. To see the young church come up with all of us struggling together, so many saints touched. Wonderful. Anyway, sorry I can't do better. But Donna wanted me to mention, Don loved our dog. Shirley didn't. Don loved Jeremiah. But we did. It was a blessing for those years to be in Lancaster, to grow up together, spend time with Shirley and Don, and many other saints, which I see. Mandy, Alice, Judith, what a blessing. Good to see you all.
Praise the Lord. Initially, I prepared something, trying to express my appreciation, how much Shirley has been a pattern to many of us in church in Beltsville. But as quite obviously, you realize that my voice changed a little bit. I lost my voice, so I was hesitating whether I should say something. But I feel like that having known Shirley and Don for a couple of decades, and with such a deep appreciation toward their service and their living in DC area, I still need to say something. But I will cut it short. Just initially, I had so many points, and with the conclusion, two verses to conclude my point. But because of my voice, I just want to read two verses to you all. Well, the first verse is was to show that my observation concerning Shirley, she has such a pursuing attitude. That's what make her become such a wonderful pattern to all of us. There is Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. This seems to me, that's my observation. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. Amen. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus had called me upward. Amen. For the last 20 months especially, she keep pursuing. That's my observation. And then the second verse is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. I have, that's my feeling toward her. That's my feeling toward her. Even I would change the word, Paul's word a little bit. She has fought the good fight. She has finished the course. She has kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for her the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense her in that day. And not only her, but also all those who have loved His appearing. Amen. In light of the sharing on last weekend's conference, I even trying to sum this to you or sing it to you with my terrible voice. You just bear with me. Brother, this is a recovery version, okay? Brother, I do not account of myself to lay hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, I pursue toward the goal for the pride to which God in Christ Jesus had called me upward. Keep singing in such a way, pursuing in such a way, we can be like Shirley, living Christ. And then the second verse is that she had fought the good fight, She had finished the call. She had kept the faith she had kept the faith, and so there is laid up for her the crown. Lay up for her the crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous will recompense her in that day, and not only her, but also all those who had loved him, who had loved his appearing. She deserved that.
Oh, for your testimonies and for coming. We had the Graveside service on Thursday in State College, Pennsylvania. We have moved around so much, we didn't know where. But we have my son Jeff and his wife live there in State College, and we'll stay there, and somewhat our heart is there because we care for the students at Penn State, and we've been back and forth to see them. So at that time, we just had a simple time, and the kids shared, but I'm going to open it up again for them if they want to say something further. It's okay if they don't, because they've already spoken, but I wanted to say. On the back page, there's this quote from Brother Lee. It is in a plaque on the wall of our bedroom. You can't miss it. When you go in, you see it all the time. And it says, "Give yourself to love the Lord. No other way is so prevailing. And no other way is so safe, so rich, and so full of enjoyment. Amen. Just love him. Amen. Do not care for anything else."
Amen.
This is the testimony of my precious sister. Our Jesus. Recently, I was with some brothers, and they asked me to share about her situation, because at that time we had already received the word that the chemo, which she had been receiving for the last 18 months, was no longer working, and that cancer had metastasized into her lung, and that she didn't have, the doctor said, maybe 4 or 5 months at most to live. So I shared this with the brothers, and then I shared a brief testimony about my sister and about are moving around in the church life. And one particular brother prayed out in his prayer when we had some time to pray for her. And the main thing we prayed was for her comfort. The cancer she had, pancreatic cancer, can be very painful in the end. And we prayed if the Lord would spare her that. And so there was prayer along that line. Just when she started, she was fine on Friday, but she went downhill so fast. And on Saturday, I was fellowshipping with the Lord, and the Lord gave me assurance, "I'm answering your prayer. This is the answer to your prayer." So we may have had a few more weeks with her, but I'm so happy that she was able to go in this way, and this is time. But in the prayer, the brother prayed that he was thankful to the Lord that we had such a sister who had in her the spirit of Naomi. The spirit of Naomi, in case you don't know, was Naomi declared to that she would follow. And here we have a little song to that, but anyway, it's "Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you dwell, I will dwell. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." That was the spirit of the sister. I would say, just to testify to her, as far as our marriage would say, Lord Jesus, is that the Lord couldn't have given me a better wife. And it was a gift from the Lord. She was a gift from the Lord. And I would just give the advice to the young people, which I've given to many, was that don't have your choice when it comes to marriage. Let the Lord have his choice.
Right.
And marry someone that you are sure has the same heart as you, with the same burden. And you'll have a life like we had.
Amen.
Wonderful life together.
Amen.
In some senses, it was surely was so submissive, in the sense she didn't boast about it. She didn't say she just was. So sometimes it became an aggravation. When someone would come to the door selling something, she wouldn't tell them, "No, we're not interested." She'd say, "You'll have to talk to my husband." And call me to the door. And then I would have to tell him no. If she knew, well, but anyway. But it was in a sweet way, in a loving way, not in a kind of grinding the teeth way. And it was Christ. It was all the Lord. But one thing I learned, I learned through the years spent with the children when they were growing up and later, I needed to follow my wife's feeling. Many times she had the feeling I didn't have. And she wouldn't insist, but she would share her feeling. And I learned that almost always her feeling was right. I'm just a big oaf, right? And she has some feeling. She said, I need to call, you know, or I need to do this. And I'm like, okay, amen. So it wasn't just kind of like, you know, she was just there, but she's full of feeling because she was full of prayer. So anyway, that's my testimony about my gift. And I want to introduce to you just, this is Jeff, my oldest. Amen. His wife Ellie, I think, is with the children probably. Said we have two girls, Fiona and Maisie, five and two, right? Yeah. And then there's Jeremy and his wonderful wife, Regina. They live in Little Rock, Arizona. And then Matthew and his wife is Megan, and they have one son, Gus. He's about a year and a half, right?
Coming up to two.
He's a sweetheart, just like all my grandkids are. They're all above average. And they're expecting a second one in about 6 months. And then this is my sister Peggy, who we were not only brother and sister, we were best friends growing up. And as my mother always said, we were partners in crime. Whenever one got in trouble, the other one got in trouble with them. Anyway, so I'll just spend a minute and give them a minute if they want to share. If not, that's fine, okay?
Well, I actually wasn't planning on saying anything. Public speaking is not exactly my forte. But after having come here and just hearing everybody's testimony about her, I can say that it's very much in line with what I knew about my mother. And our home life and the church life, sometimes they came together and sometimes they went apart. And I didn't always know what was going on with her. I had a sense. But to hear the testimony that everybody's given, that was really something. And it just hit home really hard because that's how she was. And I never always understood why we opened our home. As a kid, especially, I never understood it. But wow, how powerful it is that she touched so many lives. Is really something. And I just wanted to thank everybody.
Well, obviously, we loved our mom very much, and it's so nice to know that so many other people loved her as well. And she definitely had a lot of love to give. She was a very caring and loving person. And, you know, it's funny how when you reflect back, you see what qualities you got from your parents.
Exactly.
And I've always been also very welcoming and about hospitality and taking care of people and servicing people and, you know, making sure everybody else is comfortable before myself. And, that's what my mom has always done. So,
that's right.
I'm very grateful and blessed to have that from her. And throughout all our lives, you know, and to also have a love for the Lord again, which I didn't have for a long time. So thankful for that as well. And, she never really pushed it too much, but it's always there. And I knew where they stood, and anyway, I just wanted to share that. And again, it was amazing to hear what everybody had to say, all the testimony. It was fantastic. And thank you. And I'm glad that she was able to care for and take care of so many people that same way she took care of me.
I don't have much to say, but
I would say that she did care for all of you. She cared for all of you very much. The way that she cared for us. And I thank you.
I'm not sure I can do this, but I'll try. I was a young adult when Shirley came into our family, and of course I often thought that it was very brave of her to enter the brag for us.
Yeah, it was.
There were four children in the family. We have one brother who is with the Lord now, and my sister who lived in Missouri and was unable to be here. But Shirley was a wonderful example of quiet strength in the Lord.
Right.
And I always appreciated having her as my brother-in-law.
Amen.
Okay, let's turn to hymn number 3. Sing it all together. And after that, we would have some prayers. Some of the brothers are prepared to pray for all of us.
We stand.
We stand up and then pray together. Hymn number 3.
Amen.
Amen.
Come remaining fruit.
Amen.
Lord,
praise you.
Amen.
Thank you for the treasure.
Amen.
That was in this earthen vessel.
Amen.
We praise you that it wasn't kept.
Amen.
She distributed that to so many.
Amen.
Testify here this morning.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you for such a life.
Amen.
Such a pattern.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
That she's with you.
Amen.
Glorying in you.
Amen.
Happy to be there.
That's right.
Make us such people.
Amen.
Enjoying your presence now.
Amen.
Even as she did.
Amen.
And we can enjoy your presence to the full.
Amen.
Oh, we praise you for Shirley.
Amen.
We praise you for the ones who are following.
Amen.
We praise you for Matthew.
Amen.
Jeremy.
Amen.
Jeff.
Amen.
Brother Don.
Amen.
Bless them.
Amen.
They continue on.
Amen.
Following their mother's and wife's pattern.
Amen.
Amen.
Actually, the family wants to meet with you the other side of partition. There's a table there, and then there will be the guest book. I wish you could have give you a lot of opportunity to share your testimony, but there's some note line, so just feel free to share whatever you appreciate.
Feel free to write, and there's plenty of room to write some quick remembrance and sign your name. Even while we're eating, you come back up as whatever. Okay?
Yeah, also refreshment will be provided in the downstairs. Where this man.